In March of last year, a group of friends decided to start a new business together, a bookstore. But they didn't want to make just any bookstore. They wanted it to be more community-focused.
Whenever you have like a building, you know, that you sort of have the keys to, it kind of gives you a little bit of power, I guess, in a way. You know, it gives you some sort of a voice, or at least the ability to actually give other people a voice, you know. And so it's an asset to the community to be.
Ilya Arbitman is a co-owner of The Radical Cat in Reno. It's a feminist bookstore, cat adoption center, and community space. Ilya is in charge of events for the store, which covers the gamut from arts and author events to civic engagement and do-it-yourself tattoos. I caught up with Ilya to check out this unique shop and learn more about how the owners are working to build a space centered on community. So I guess just to get us started, tell me about The Radical Cat. How did this start? Where did the idea come from? And I guess what have you learned so far?
Yeah, and it's really, as far as like the idea, I have to say that the other two owners, Rosie and Melissa, are kind of the main, you know, kind of the brains and the inspiration behind it. Rosie had a pop-up cat adoption project called Pussycat MV that she did for a few years out of the Holland Project. And when this space opened up, her and Melissa, and they were co-workers at the time, just sort of honestly was kind of a random thing that was like, hey, you know, any ideas for what other kind of business we could have here? The cats was kind of that piece had been figured out, and it had always been a dream of Melissa's to open a feminist bookstore. You know, at the time she had joked like the one in Portlandia.
This category's anyway, so
yeah.
Political cartoons, lady artists, softball, 1980 to 1989.
The best years.
You know, queer horror. If that ends up in here, all these teenagers are going to come in for their queer horror and it won't be there for them.
You know, I think some projects like this, people talk about like years of planning and, you know, and organization and thinking and trial and error and stuff. This kind of came together sort of quickly, you know, the cat piece of the puzzle, and we work closely with the SPCA, was already kind of done. But then the bookstore piece was sort of like, you know, we all love books, and Melissa has had experience with starting businesses like in Reno. You know, she's actually a really great, you know, community asset. She was involved with the co-op and with Reno Food Systems. So a lot of that stuff, you know, was actually not that difficult for us because there was some experience, you know, kind of in the pool. But the bookstore part of it, yeah, it was kind of something we were passionate about, none of us having any specific experience with that. But that's what it is, bookstore and cat adoption lounge. But it is specifically kind of a radical feminist bookstore. You know, we specifically focus on titles by marginalized authors or topics kind of about, you know, marginalized communities. You know, we have, there are sections you might find at other bookstores, but at other bookstores they're probably a little smaller, you know, or maybe just one or two books. But kind of our whole bookstore is, you know, LGBTQIA voices and sort of black and brown voices and indigenous voices, and the kids section mirrors that as well. And we try to, you know, in our events kind of also kind of stick to that mission.
It's one thing to say I want to open a bookstore and, you know, go and build a collection here, but I guess I'm curious, how did the idea to do events? I mean, I know a lot of bookstores do events. That's kind of a normal bookstore thing, but I guess what made you all decide, like was that, I guess, something you want to do from the beginning and have this be like a community space as well? Is that part of the original goal?
I would say, yeah, it is part of the original goal, you know? I mean, all of us, you know, kind of come from a background of little bit more. I mean, you know, Rosie and Mike and I have been playing music for a long time, and sort of, you know, when you play music, especially kind of in the DIY world, you sort of organize events. That's just like part of the deal, you know, especially if you're not playing at bars and things like that. And so we've all kind of had a background of, you know, sort of community gathering and organizing unrelated to the retail world whatsoever, you know. You know, and Rosie and I in particular, you know, we're involved with Holland. You know, I also work at Holland. And we've been, you know, even outside of like official zones, you know, like for years, organizing events, you know, kind of getting people together, getting the community together for various things, whether it's an art show or, yeah, or a music performance or some kind of, yeah, community mutual aid project, you know, that's sort of our background, you know? And so we kind of knew that whatever we did, you know, however the store ended up looking, that would definitely be a component of it. Because whenever you have like a building, you know, that you sort of have the keys to, it kind of gives you a little bit of power, I guess, in a way, you know, it gives you some sort of a voice, or at least the ability to actually give other people a voice, you know? And so it's an asset to the community, you know, because a lot of the events that we do, we're sort of like the, you know, kind of facilitator for it. You know, like there's things that we organize, but a lot of the stuff we organize, we just try to be a resource and say, you know, if you have this dream, like we have a mug decorating event at the end of the month, you know, our friend Haley, who's a ceramicist, you know, we're not ceramicists, you know, but it's something that she's passionate about. And so we're like, yeah, you can do that here. You know, it's a place for you to do that. And that is, you know, been a super fulfilling part of this whole thing.
I'm just curious about a little bit about the history. So when did you open? And I guess what all have you learned and how has it evolved since you've opened?
So we opened in March 2022. So we've been open for about a year and a half. As far as, you know, how it's evolved mostly, and, you know, I'm proud of this, I'd say it's evolved in that, like, you know, we've really, really been able to fill up the shelves. You know, like when I look at pictures of when we opened, because, you know, when you've never done this before, you're like, how many books do we need for a bookstore? You know, when we thought we had enough, you know, and then we like put all the books on the shelves and we're like, oh, this doesn't look like a bookstore. This just looks like kind of like someone's house or garage or something like that. So we've been able to fill up the shelves really well, kind of add sections, expand sections, you know, expand our use section, sort of like just have more stuff. From the event side of stuff, it's kind of, it can be difficult, you know, to figure out sort of like sometimes things will feel like a good fit for us, you know, but it's not easy to get people to come to things, you know, and it's hard to figure out kind of the formula for especially things that are like, I guess you could say kind of like serious, quote unquote, you know, whenever we have stuff that's a little, you know, like we do like this stick and poke workshop, you know, which is like people buy these kits and they can learn how to do their own tattoos, you know, that event always sells out. But, you know, oftentimes we have kind of more serious events about real topics, and I think people are interested in them, but sometimes it's not easy to, and I understand this, you know, to like go to something like that. You might not really want to, I don't know, you know, it's like that's time that you're giving from your life, you know, to show up and, you know, I don't know, maybe be a little bit uncomfortable or whatever it may be. So that's something that we're still working on, I think, from the event side, is figuring out, like, how can we have events that are important and that kind of matter, but that people want to come to, you know, even though they might, you know, they might not be, like, fun in the traditional sense of it, you know?
You know, you're getting into to something that we talk about in the media world, too, is this, like, how do you get people more civically engaged? I guess I'm just curious, you know, from your experience in sort of building up events, whether it's through your music or through this shop, like what has been successful for you in getting the community kind of together? And I guess, do you have any sense of, I guess, what would help this community in particular get more involved moving forward?
What usually helps in a way is, like, we had this event with a local author, you know, who wrote a book about antidepressant withdrawal and recovering from depression. And there was a group that basically saw that we were doing that event and wanted to come and table at it. And they hit us up and they came to the event. And I would say that, you know, they brought kind of like this contingent of people, you know, that weren't necessarily there because like they were like big fans of this author or anything, but because they kind of saw and kind of organized themselves around it. And in general, I will say that, you know, when we've had events that are kind of, you know, more successful and people are getting engaged, you know, it does take like, you know, it takes like there has to be like a group of people, I guess, that are already kind of interested in something and working on something, you know. I can't say we've had events where like somebody just is like wandering around, like look like, oh, what's this? And then they wander in and next thing you know, they're like, sign me up, you know. It takes a little groundwork beforehand, you know. You kind of already have to have some momentum going. You have to have people that already engage with this topic. You have to, people have to think it's important, you know, and then they're going to show up. I think sometimes you just do an event and you're like, ah, this is so important. Why is nobody here, you know? There has to be like an intermediate step, you know. I'm not sure what that step is, but it does involve a little bit of, yeah, I would say like groundwork to kind of like get, you know, you kind of have to have an engaged community that then you're sort of bringing in to like go with them, you know, to the next level or next step or something like that, you know.
That was Ilya Arbitman, co-owner of the Radical Cat in Reno, a feminist bookstore, cat adoption center, and community space.